Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 546 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for chiming in today and listening and spending time with me. So, all right, here's today's question from Sarah.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for the opportunity to ask you a question. My question is related to your email book that you sent out to your subscribers recently. My email list is a bit of a mishmash because I've changed my mind several times in the past about my niche. So some of my subscribers are people looking for information about herbs. Some people are practitioners wanting to know about business. And some people are there to find out more about how to help their anxiety. So your books really helped me to get a better idea about the sorts of emails I should be sending to those people. My question, however, is about autoresponders. Should I be sending those to new people that sign up to my site, or do you think that I can begin to send out a series of automated emails to people that are already listed? And also, how long do I go on for? Is there an average, or do I just keep adding to them? I'm a bit jumbled, really, about my newsletter and also my autoresponder and not getting those in a mix. If you can help me at all on that question, that would be amazing. I am Sarah, by the way, and I am from the Freelance Naturopath. Thank you so much, Pat, and have a brilliant day.
Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And I think this is a great one because a lot of people have trouble with their autoresponder. So first of all, you're not alone. And I've had trouble with my autoresponder for a long time. And I'm just now starting to figure things out. This is where that book that you referenced, emailthesmartway.com, came from. And so for everybody out there listening, if you want to check out this book, it's completely free. Just go to emailthesmartway.com. A number of different templates and kinds of emails that you could send to your list, which, you know, there's a lot of stuff on how to build your list, right? But there's not that much stuff on, okay, well, what do you do with that list? And that's a great starting point. So what kinds of emails to send? Well, when it comes to your autoresponder, you definitely want to have that in place. And it could be jumbled and mixed up for a lot of people, like it was for me for a while. So initially, I had people sign up, and then over the course of an entire year with about 30 emails, so they would go out every week or every other week, they would be sent out. And autoresponders are great because they allow you to keep in constant contact with your audience so that you can then, when you send a broadcast email, the open rates are going to be much higher. Plus, inside those autoresponder emails, you can direct people to different places on your website. You can give them information that'll be helpful. You can tell them more stories or case studies that support what you do and what you teach. And you could drive calls to actions to certain items and products and other things. So you got to utilize your autoresponder. It's low-hanging fruit for a lot of businesses, I feel. So a couple questions that you had, Sarah. First of all, can you send an autoresponder to people who are already on your list, or is it only for new subscribers? I think it should be for everybody. But here's the thing. You want to send out emails that matter. And you had mentioned earlier that your email subscribers are kind of in different places. So what I would do is try to figure out who is on your list and then separate them into different lists or different buckets. if you will. A bucket is a great way to describe it because you're kind of putting these people in a specific area, and then you're going to be serving those people emails that only relate to them. So this is what I actually did recently when I switched over from AWeber to then Infusionsoft to now ConvertKit. I use ConvertKit now in a way that allows me to send emails to only those who I know want those kinds of emails. So to initiate this, I actually sent an email to my entire list because, like yours, it had everybody from all different types of different levels in that list. I sent an email to everybody saying, hey, which one of these are you? Are you somebody who is just starting out, or do you even, what was it? It was pick one of the following three. I don't have a business yet. I have a business, but I'm struggling to make over $500 a month, or I have a business and I'm making over $500 a month. So that's how I've divided my audience. You, I think, also mentioned three different kinds. But you could send an email out that asks that question, and depending on which one they click on, they get put into a specific list or course or a different set of emails. And then for each of those emails that, or each of those lists that they get into, you can have emails that are autoresponders that then welcome them to that particular part of the list that tells them what they're going to get. And again, because those are the people and they're all together in one area, you're able to send them information that's relevant to them and also talk to them in a way that they'll respond to. One of the biggest challenges that people have with autoresponders when they have everybody on the same list is that the language that you would use for one group is not always the one that's most effective for another. So because you're separating them out, that's how you can then provide the best information. And that's how you can then start a new autoresponder for those people. Now, it's going to take a little bit of time. This isn't an overnight thing, and it took me about 2 to 3 weeks working on this daily to actually make it work. But now that it's working very, very well, and I know who's where and what they're getting. And it's very, very important for them because it feels like they know that I know what they need. So that's the first thing. Now, new subscribers, you could capture who they are or where they're at in the beginning and then immediately put them into that specific list that makes sense for them. So for example, if you have a blog post that's specifically for practitioners, for example, you could have a download or even just a opt-in form in that particular post that specifically puts people into the practitioner list or the practitioner course or that set of emails. And then you could skip that process of having to ask them later. You could still have a main list, however, and I still have one. If people sign up just on the sidebar, for example, or on some other part of the site, they'll eventually get an email that says, hey, well, which one of these three things are you? And then they get put into one of those buckets and then get served those emails that are related to that particular bucket. But for new people, you could have it go into – you can have them go into the main list in general, and then you can serve them that question, or you can have them skip that initial, quote, survey and have them go directly into that course and then serve them emails from there. So that's how I would go about it, Sarah. I hope that's helpful, or at least gives you some thoughts on how you can then structure – you know, the easiest thing to do – is start with two. Now, it sounds like you have three different buckets, but two is definitely easier, and typically most businesses will go customer or not customer or prospect and customer. And of course, somebody who has already purchased something, you don't need to send them emails of that thing they've already purchased. So again, you could see how just useful this is to start segmenting your audience in this way. So Sarah, hopefully this answers your question, or at least gets you started on that path to having an autoresponder that you can then manage and go from there. So I wish you all the best, and thank you again. And again, one more time, emailthesmartway.com is that ebook that you can all pick up for free. Sarah, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to thank all of you who are asking questions too, because obviously this show wouldn't exist without your questions. So if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And I also want to share a quote, like I always do at the end of every episode. And this quote is from Jack Ma. He said, "Never give up. Today is hard. Tomorrow will be worse. But the day after tomorrow will be sunshine." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.